Hey, Chris Johnson here, and I just had to fucking renew my car registration. That shit. I live in New York. I don't know how this shit works in other states. But New York, I gotta renew my car registration every 2 years. And I get fucking pissed every time this comes up. I just don't like fucking doing it. Like, I already registered this motherfucker. Why the fuck do I gotta register it again? I'm keeping the same fucking plates. Like, there's no difference. Why is it that it's more of a pain in the ass for me to keep my fucking car than it is for some white racist sack of shit to go buy a fucking AR-15 at 4 o'clock and then shoot up a fucking school at 6? Is it because fucking cars aren't in the Constitution? Because I'd fucking love to know why the government is way more fucking concerned about me and my fucking vehicle than they are about assholes obtaining weapons. But anyway, maybe I'll bitch about these fucking dickheads with their fucking guns at a later date. But I want to focus on fucking cars and shit now. The DMV will give you reminders that your registration is coming up. And it's a good thing because I don't fucking pay attention. I drive that fucking car. I see the fucking sticker on the window. The date just never fucking occurs to me. Same thing with my fucking inspection. Like, I gotta do that yearly. And I always fucking forget until I get that fucking email. I don't want to think about it. You do it, the sticker's always fucking there. It's not like I studied the goddamn stickers that are on my windows, you know? Another thing too, I'm more annoyed about the registration than I am about the inspection. I know the inspection is yearly and the registration's every 2 years, but the inspection pisses me off way less. Even though I spend more fucking money on the inspection. Like, I get that. Like, there's some value in the inspection. If I'm driving around in a fucking death trap, I need some asshole to say, like, Chris Johnson, this fucking thing is a piece of shit and it's gonna explode. You're gonna have to fix some things. Cause I don't know what the fuck I'm doing in these cars. I don't know a goddamn thing about cars. I'm not gonna be able to fix this shit on my own. I don't recognize anything. If it gets smoky or loud, then I'll fucking know. Otherwise, I don't know what the fuck's going on. So long as it starts and drives, I couldn't give a shit less. You might say, like, hey, they're just making shit up. They're just finding things that are wrong. Whatever, man. Like, I'm gonna have to replace the brakes eventually. Might as well do it today. And then you know what I do? I fucking write down when I replace the fucking brakes or whenever I do any work in the car. So if they say, like, hey, when's the last time you did that? I actually fucking know, so they can't, you know, shove a rod up my ass. You gotta protect yourself. So anyway, I get this fucking thing in my email the other day. And sometimes the DMV sends me text, too. They actually sent me a text and an email. But the fucking email said something like, this is the third reminder to fucking do your registration. And I thought, motherfucker, third reminder? This is the first fucking time I'm hearing of this. I checked my text message. The last text I got was about the inspection. So I didn't get any fucking text reminders. And I went through my fucking email. I'm not great about, like, deleting old email. Like, I'll go through it, like, maybe every couple days. But I'm not gonna delete a fucking email from the DMV. You know what I mean? I might put it off. I might get the, hey, you gotta renew your registration email, and then, like, be like, okay, I'm gonna fucking do this, and then forget, and then I'll get the other reminder, be like, oh shit, I gotta do that. I didn't go through that this time. I know if I got the fucking reminder. I know what I'm ignoring. Cause one time I actually did just kind of put off the fucking registration until, like, the very end. To be honest with you, I might have even, like, registered afterwards. I might have been driving illegally for a while. I think that was during, like, divorce time when I was all fucked up. I lost track of fucking time, and who knows? I know I didn't fucking do it, because I remember driving to, like, camping and thinking to myself, like, I hope I don't get fucking stopped, but I want to go to the fucking woods. My cousins are in the woods. Like, maybe the cops won't be in the woods. Maybe I can fucking lose them. So I was pissed that they specifically said, this is your third reminder, because go fuck yourself. I don't need to be shamed by you fucking assholes. I do enough fucking shaming of myself. Like, I look around here and be like, hey, Chris Johnson, you told yourself you're going to clean this up last week and you haven't done it. God damn it, you're fucking lazy. Like, I do enough of that shit in my own fucking head. I don't need the DMV, like, telling me I'm a fucking lazy piece of shit. Fuck off. That's my job. You want to shame me and put me down? That's my fucking job. The other thing they do when you renew the registration with New York, it's like it costs $57. I don't know how the fuck they settle on that amount. Seems like a pretty arbitrary number, like an oddly specific number. Like, how much is registration? But 57. I don't know why not 50 or 55. They got to go fucking 57. And then they got, like, these new plates. They're like, hey, we have the new Excelsior plates. I don't know what the fuck that is. I feel like I just changed my goddamn plate to these yellow shits that they have now. Like, I feel like I had a white license plate and then that was going to shit. And I was getting a new car. I was like, you know what? Fine. I'll upgrade to these fucking yellow pieces of shit since it seems like that's what we're doing now. And then, like, 2 years later, they're like, hey, those fucking yellows are out. We got the Excelsior plates. What the fuck? Those are white again. Just pick a goddamn color. Would you pick a fucking color, please? I don't give a shit what you guys decide on. Just pick a fucking license plate design and let's just fucking keep that. I don't need this shit changing all the time because it costs more money to fucking change. It costs $57 to keep my current plates. They want $82 if I want to switch the fucking plates but get a different plate number. And if I want to keep my same plate number, they want to charge me fucking $102. Who the fuck is that attached to their license plate number? I don't know my fucking license plate number now. Anytime I go to, like, a city parking lot, you know, there's no, like, a lot of tenants anymore. It's just a fucking machine. And you go there and you're like, what's your license plate? I'm like, fuck, I don't know. And I gotta get out of line and go take a picture of that shit. Like, if you want me to change plates, I'll fucking change plates. But why the fuck are you charging me $25 to change fucking plates and $45 to change plates and keep my fucking number? How fucking complicated is this? I guess maybe it costs more to keep your fucking number because they got to like make a special plate with the fucking number. But like, I don't know why switching plates in general to like a new fucking plate. You already got the plate made. When I got these new fucking plates that are on my car now, and I say new fucking loosely, like I don't remember when I did this. It was probably a few years ago now. I think it was like with my other car. So it's probably a while. So I went and I was like, yo, I got to change my plates. And they're like, do you care about keeping the number? I was like, I don't give a fuck. And they just like reached under and they just grabbed out new plates. They're like, well, this is your new fucking plate number. Like they already got those plates made. Why the fuck are you charging me more for those fucking plates? It's a scam. It's an absolute fucking scam. $57 each shit. DMV makes so much fucking money. Anyway, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when new podcast episodes come out. Podbean is the host of the podcast. Every fucking episode is there. I'm also on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Pandora and anywhere, really. Wherever the fuck you want. You got a podcasting site you like, it's going to be fucking there. I'm on Twitter. That's JohnsonHateYou. I am on Facebook in my timeline if you like pictures and fucking videos. And you just want to see my fucking face because who doesn't want to see my fucking face? You can catch that, or catch me, I should say, on Instagram. That is at maybe 5 minutes.